tell you this. I started to mark the new test. I only marked two questions, so I can't say for sure that I know the outcome. But first of all, a lot of you haven't given back the test. You haven't finished it. V'choli, I'm expecting you to do those tests. But I have to say that it looks to me like the last maimed, we didn't do so good. Part of the reason is it's probably a more difficult maimed. Part of the reason is, you know, Iskish left the kink. You went out for 4.5 weeks. You forgot where you started, when you were coming, when you were going. I know, I'm not blaming anybody, it's just a fact. Now, last week I didn't give you any shirim in this moment, so I'm setting myself up for another Iskish left the kink. I'm letting you know right now, I'm not letting it happen. We're going to sit in this moment three and a half weeks. And last week counts as a half a week. So let's appreciate that we're going to move. I just want to tell you the disappointing news that I reserve the right to give you 3 shiurim this week to pay one of my chayvus, at least one of my chayvus, for last week's not giving you a shiurim. So the reason I'm doing this is to tell you guys, those of you holding on mendal and MMA, fair shame on you. That's not what you're supposed to be holding. Minimum involved, maybe Mem Zion. I don't want to break your heart and put you in a bad mood and make you depressed and give up altogether. But nevertheless, you have to know the mindset. This is, you got to be learning consistently. You have to learn consistently. Now, Rabbi Sai, today's shiur is going to be, of course, on Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, Mem Hei Beikir. Mem Gimel, Dalet, Mem Hei. And as you already know, I discussed with you last week, or the week before last, actually, that this maimed is a hemshich to the previous maimed. In these two maimedim, the Rebbe is explaining to us the idea that if the Eibush would make the world with Midas Adin, the inyan of Midas Adin would be hell and Betzimtzum. The idea of Midas Adin would be Halam Vetzimtzum. What's wrong with Midas Adin being Halam Vetzimtzum? In the world of Halam Vetzimtzum, you don't know the Eibishter, you can do Avedis, and so on and so forth. In contrast to the Maimer Shuva, which you had before, that Midas Adin meant an Avodas Hashem of extreme, that an Avodas Hashem of extreme requires conscious Mesiras Nefesh. It's an irony. If you remember the end of the Maimer Shuva, the Rebbe says, a Yid always has to be in a state of Tshuva. But if you did an Aveda, your Tshuva is never going to be accepted. Because the Eibishter in a strict Midas Adin mode doesn't tolerate this mode. If you didn't Aveda, you're dumped, you're out of the loop. So these Maimorim, the Sukkot Maimorim, the Shmetzah's Maimorim, are giving us an opposite type of Midas Adin. And Midas Adin means less and less light. It's okay. If you'll bring me tea, I'll drink it. The Maimorim are structured around two psukim. And I want you to know, you should know this, Maimorim have structure, there's form to Maimorim, there's form, there's a style. And usually a sugya either surrounds a pasuk or a Maimor Chazal. And that's why the shiur I gave you 2 weeks ago on Thursday, I pointed out to you that this Maimor is based on two psukim. But the second pasuk that we had in the previous Maimor continues into this Maimor. What were the two psukim? The first pasuk was, Kalanikra Bishmi, which goes on Atzilus. Velachvedi, which is Malchus of Atzilus. Verasav Yitzatev Afasis, that Shmi is Atzilus. But through Kvedi, which is a Levush, which is a garment that's Malam and Master, the Eris of Atzilus. And especially because there's also Parsa, AC is built in Misudarim, therefore you have Verasav Yitzatev Afasis, Bri Yitzirin Asir. That Pasuk goes till about page Lamadov. What does that Pasuk provide you with? Only one thing. That to create Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya, you have to have a Tzimtzum. That Tzimtzum is called Kavaydi. I really appreciate it. So, if the Rebbe would just bring one Pasuk, Kala Nikra Bishmi, from the Kavaydi, but after Mitzad of Afasisim, the Maimon would end up page Lamed Vav, and we'd go away with what impression? We'd go away with the impression that Tzimtzum starts in Malchus Datzilus. Harik Machal Datzilus, everything is godliness, everything is hunky-dory, Altzal Akus, one with the Eivish, and the Chachas is on. Like the Rebbe, no. And it brings another Pasuk. What does the other Pasuk say? Kved Malchus Cha Yemeiru. And in order for Malchus to be able to be the cover, the Levush it has to be, to do the Amira, the speaking of creating Bri Yitzir Nasiya, there has to be beforehand, the Gvurav Cha Yidabeiru Adibur Nevadreig of Gvuras. In other words, even though the first Pasuk, only explained a Tzimtzum from Malchus Tatzilus to Bria, the second Pasuk says in order to get to that Tzimtzum, to the Tzimtzum of Kved Malchus Chayemeiru, that's the first Bria Tzimtzum of the Gvuras Chayedabeiru. And I mentioned it to you once before that in different Sfarim, when they talk about the words Amira and Dibur, in Hasidus it's brought different, but the Rabbeinu Bachaya explains, Vayidaber Hashem el Meisha Lemer. Then he says, Vayidaber is higher than Lemer. Vayidaber Havaya goes on Chochma or Zoh. And Lemer goes on Malchus. So these two Lashenis, Kved Malchuscha Yemeiru, that Malchus is Amira, Ugurascha Yidaberu, that the Gvuris which are higher than Malchus is Dibur, is Oiz Gahatmur, it's explained in other places in Kabbalah and Hasidus about Hishtashos. So the rest of the Maimon, from Lamed Vav till Nun Beis, or Nun Gimel, or actually till Nun, to be honest, is explaining the Gvurascha Yidaberu. The Ribui Tzumtzumim that happened before Malchus, that get you to Malchus. In order to get to Malchus, you have to have a Ribui Tzumtzumim beforehand. Okay. Our Maimon is going to take us till Tzimtzum Rishon. Where does Gvurascha Yidaberu begin? With Tzimtzum Rishon, not with Atzilus and not with Kesef. Gvurascha Yidaberu begins with Tzimtzum Rishon. From Tzimtzum Rishon till Malchus Atzilus, there's unbelievable worlds, there's many, many worlds, there's thousands of worlds, there's infinite worlds, whatever, depends where you look. All of those worlds have Tzimtzumim. They're not called Kavod, they're called Gvura. And evidently Gvura is less of a Tzimtzum than Kavod. But all those Tzimtzumim called Gvura are setting the stage that when you get to Malchus Atzilus, there'll be a Tzimtzum which is called Kavod. And this Maimon is going to enlighten us into how we see this. So the Rebbe begins the Maimon by saying that Tzai Kelim of Atzilus and Tzai Eris of Atzilus already went through Tzimtzum. Even though we all know that Atzilus is called Alakus, even though Atzilus is a world, we say it's higher than Zman HaMakim, Atzilus is only the potential for a world, Atzilus itself doesn't have any limitations. It even says that Atzilus is so ba'achdos, you can't tell the parts apart. It's one. Atzilus is Alakus. Nevertheless, in Atzilus, Simitzad the Kelim and Simitzad the Eidus, there's the influence of Gvuras. And he explains how. Yes? That's how we explained it. According to what we're going to have now, that will only apply to what's called Atzilus the Klalus. I don't know if you recall that in the beginning of the previous Maimon, when we had this discussion, we spoke about two concepts in Atzilus. Atzilus the Klalus and Atzilus the Pratus. General Atzilus and specific Atzilus. Do you remember this or not? The Kitzim Nimnatz, there are Eilim as the Klalim. And the Eilim as the Klalim Atzilus and Insaf Shalifnei Atzimtzum. And Briya is Adam Kagmin, Ak. And Yitzira is Akudim and Akudim, Keser. And Asiya, the clause is our Atzilus, the brothers. So when you speak Lagabi Bia, Atzilus is the maximum Gila Lakus that could be. But now that we're going to start talking not about Kveid Malchus, but about Gvurascha, that statement that we made then will only really apply to the Eidin Sefshel of Nehra Tzimtzum. You're right, good point. So Rabbi Sai, the way the Rebbe breaks it down is he talks first of all about Kalim, and then he talks about Eidus. So I want to talk a little bit about Kalim, and talk a little bit about Eidus, and I have to tell you, that a lot of the Inyonim that are in Gaya to this page, from Gimel and Mandalan about Canaan, I gave you a Shira not too many weeks ago. And those of you who remember the Shira probably had an easier time learning this Maimon. First of all, there are two types of things that come forward from Atzmus. There are two types of things that come forward from Atzmus. From Atzmus, from the beginning, one of those types of things comes forward in a way that's called Dveikus, attached. The nature of its existence, it's attached. And those things that are attached in several ways. Number one, they're attached to the Eibishter. Number two, if you put them next to anything else that's Bebchinas Dveikus, it'll become attached to that thing too. Two will become one, and three will become one, and 100 will become one. Those things that have the quality of Dveikus, that Dveikus manifests both in its relationship to its source, as well as in relationship to other things like itself. The second category of things is called Nivdolim. Nivdol means separated. From Atzmus and Mahus, they were designed to be separate. What is the Pshat separate? Separate from the Eibishter, and separate from all other things that are exactly like itself. Those are two categories of things. A Neshama is Mabchinas Dveikus. A Guf is Mabchinas Havdolah. Ruchnis is Mabchinas Dveikus. Gashmitz is Mabchinas Havdolah. And I can go on and on. The marshal for this, Rabbi Sai, is the two possible forms for fire. That means the three forms for fire, we're not going to talk about the third. Two forms of fire are coals and flames. What's the difference between coals and flames? A flame is not a mamushas. You're not learning Shabbos, but the Hilchos Shabbos, it says a flame is not a mamushas. If you carry a flame, a Meitzi Shal Hefes is potter. Carry out a flame, you're potter. How could you carry out a flame, potter? You put a little kerosene on your hand, and you light it, you walk outside, you're not carrying. But, in order to move fire from one place to another, you can't have coals. Coals sit in their place, they don't move, you have to have flames. The interesting thing about flames is, you put two flames together, what happens? You have a larger flame. You put 10 flames together, you have 1 flame. What about red hot coals? You line red hot coals right next to one another, they remain separate metzias. Why? Because the character of the flames is dveikus, and the character of the coals is havdalah. That's a mashal for Eidus and Kalim in Atzilus. In Atzilus, you wouldn't use a mashal from coals, you'd a mashal from rocks, from stones, that don't have fire. Atzilus is Kalim are burning. That's why they're called Kalim, they're called the Lakus. Asiyas Kalim are not even burning, Asiyas Kalim are stam as Eishtenet, rocks, Avonim. But that's the basic difference in Eidus and Kalim. And I explained it to you, and it's important to understand that to create Kalim takes a Shadish Yoyser Kodum, and to create Eidus. The Shadish of Kalim is higher than the Shadish of Eidus. Because the idea of Nivdal, of separateness, has to be Mushish and Atzmus Muhus Mamish, that's capable of Havdalah, that's separate from everything else. Kel Yachol. Mash'enkin Eid is Mushrish in Mo'ed. In the Eibishter, he's a source for light. Mo'ed is not the same thing as Atzmus. So Kalim in the beginning have a higher Shadish than Eid. And one Shir, I got a little bit carried away. I mentioned to you one of the deepest Chedushim of Tenis HaChassidus, that Kalim Le'Nogah Ban Matzimtzum. Not only do they have a Shadish that's higher, the Emes is Kalim never went through the Tzimtzum. Kalim are the same as they were Lifnei Tzimtzum. So how come we don't see godliness? Because they're Nivdal. It's the nature of their existence that we don't see the truth of their existence. For example, yeah? Kalim of Asiyah. What are Kalim of Asiyah? To be sure, I'm not even sure what they are, but for argument's sake, they're things, they're separate from one another. They're 10, they're not one. They're also separate from their source. Yeah. And Kalim of Asiyah are not so bottled to the Eibishter. So they're not only separate from their source, they don't even know they have a source. Kalim of Atzilus is a weird concept. Why? Kalim of Atzilus are separate from their source, separate from every other Kalim, and they're totally bottled to Hashem. The Kalim of Atzilus are called Elakus. They exist. But they're bundled and abished completely. They're things, they exist, they don't occupy time and space, they have no time and space because they're bundled and abished. There's a concept in Hasidus which is very controversial called Seder Zmanim. There's a Seder Zmanim. Seder, in Atzilus there's no Zmanim Mokam, there's something called Seder Zmanim, Seder Mokam, whatever that means. But the Kalim of Atzilus are a strange concept. They're separate from the abished. And at the same time, they're totally bottled to Hashem. How could you imagine this? Very simple. Something exists. It's totally bottled to Hashem. Totally bottled to the Eibishter. And nobody knows it's bottled to the Eibishter. You look at it, you see a rock. How are you going to know that rock is bottled to the Eibishter? You don't see. Why? Because the nature of its bittul to the Eibishter is quiet. Quiet. Al derech moshel, you're a coal. Fire is inside, and the outside you see nothing. So it's brent. It's brent of fire from Ava to the Eibishter. It's burning with a love for the Eibishter. In this case, it's more than an Ava. It's a total bittul to the Eibishter. And you look at it, it's a mitzvah, it's a thing. Kalim Batzilus are not running to Atzmus, like Oid is. Kalim Batzilus sits in its place. And still it's bittul to the Eibishter. That, the Rebbe sees as a contradiction. That side Kalim, side brittle to the Eibishter, is a little bit of a problem. So he gives a mashal to explain it from the creation of a neshama. Because the creation of a neshama is an even bigger contradiction than the creation of Kalim Batzilus. And the problem is, he brings a mashal explaining the nishkeshna of a neshama, yeah? So what mashal is he going to use to help us understand how neshamas exist? But he doesn't give a mashal. The mashal for the kelim of atzilus is the creation of a neshama. What do we know about the creation of a neshama? This is a phrase. It's worth writing this phrase down. It's not mentioned here, but it's mentioned in Kama Vakama Mekemes. Elakus shenase nivra. Elakus shenase nivra. The way godliness becomes a thing. The way godliness becomes a creation. That's a neshama. And one's nivra, correct.
That's right.
Normally, you can either be a lakus or a nivra. Lakus means I'm bottled to the Eibishter. Nivra means I'm not bottled to the Eibishter. A neshama is the only exception. When a neshama comes into this world, like the Rebbe says, it could be mislabish in an Eibishter of Bahamas, it could be a kar chesu amen, it could be forced to participate in a redesim, the lower levels of the neshama. And it's a lakus. You have lashon nitanya saf perik chav dalet, yagam b'sha'as achet chesu b'amne ita yizbarach, you remember? From the ninth grade. Even b'sha'as achet, while it's sinning, it's still in a state of loyalty to the Meibish. A neshama is an unusual body. It's a nivra, with all the limitations, all the rules of a nivra, looks like everything else. And one of the criteria of a nivra is that word again, nivdal, separate from its source, and at the same time it's godliness. Now here's the hard thing in this moment. How is this possible that Rebbe doesn't explain? This is a fact you should know. A neshama is two opposite things. Saya lakus and saya nivra. He's kind enough to mention the Zayin Arakia, which is a Kabbalah sefer, or the Zayin, not an Arakia, that to create a neshama is called Chavlei Lev. Most of the things the Eibishter created are not so hard for him to make. He makes a neshama. The Eibishter has to go through birth pangs. It hurts. Kayachal. Why? Because you want to create something to be a Beria, and it should be a lakus at the same time. Just think about this for a moment. Yeah, how did Eibishter create all the Nevraim? Anybody know? How did he create all the Nevraim? He spoke. How did he create Neshamas? He blew. Yeah. When he blew the Neshama, he was L'chayla speaking at the same time. Why? The Neshama has to have a name. No. Can you blow and talk? It's impossible. The Eibishter had to blow and talk at once. Shver. I mentioned Kendas Nish. Had to blow. And that kol chayes, kol keches, kol chayes, the pnimius shabba adam, meitzi even if you chasei bekeach, you're giving out your whole pnimius when you blow. At the same time, he's creating a think, a tzir. It's hard. You can't do it. Try to talk and blow at the same time. Try it once. Experiment. It's impossible. One of the first things about dibur is the tzimtzum of the ave. You speak with a little air, the words should come out audibly. The creation of a neshama is a magna beria. It's an unusual type of thing, and there is no equal to it. None. Some would say a little bit osius ha-teirin, a little bit more mitzvahs, but a neshama is an unusual thing. Chassidus tell us the neshamas come from pnimius ha-kelim. What's pnimius ha-kelim? They have side of my love kelim. What's the my love kelim, maybe? What's the my love kelim? That they're nivdal, they're separate from their source. But because they come from pnimius ha-kelim, they also have the my love eir of dveikus. A neshama is a paradox. Is an oxymoron, is a dichotomy, is a contradiction like no other. A neshama. Kelim is to a lesser extent because Kelim is an Atzilus, don't forget. We're talking about Kelim of Atzilus. A neshama is both a thing with all the parameters and limitations of a thing, at the same time it's godliness. Now where are you going to see this? You see this in the ability of the neshama to go out of its limitations. Every creation has limitations. No creation can go out of its limitations except the neshama. Malachim have limitations. This one is an Ava, this one is an Yira. Like it's explained, you'll see this. You can't change your meter. You're stuck. The only creation that can change itself is a neshama. Because even though the Eibishter gives it a form, the form is not a prison. The Eibishter gives the neshama a koyach ha-mesiras nefesh, a yechidish ha-benefesh, if you will, that allows the neshama to break out of the limitations that the Eibishter gave it to make it into a metzias of a nivra. So a neshama is the most unusual thing that is. Even in Asiya, it's Sai and Lakus and Sai Nivra. There is no equal to this. In Atmos Mamish. The Pnimius Akenim. Malachim come from Chitzonius Akenim. All the Nivraim come from Chitzonius Akenim. That's why they're Nivra, they're separate. The Rebbe says, Malachim are created from Atzilus. Neshamas are Atzilus going into Bria. That's a Lashon inside. Because Neshamas come from Pnimius Akenim. Pnimius Akenim, one day, they're downstairs, they're learning the Sugya of Shema Etzim, Shema Ter, Shema Pula, over there, you have to go into Pnimius Akenim, Chitzonius Akenim. It's a very special sugi, Pnimius HaKelem, Chitzonius HaKelem. It's not for now. Chitzonius HaKelem come, but Diluk, Chitzonius HaKelem are created by skipping. You have to skip steps. The leap, that's how it's Nivdal, comes separate. Pnimius HaKelem comes in a Dveikus Nikeres Mer. Pnimius HaKelem is, the Er comes out the next level, and the Pnimius HaKelem is there. Pnimius HaKelem is much closer to Er than Chitzonius HaKelem. Pnimius HaKelem is Alakus, Chitzonius HaKelem is Lavdavki Alakus. So most Nivraim come from Chitzonius HaKelem. That's why they're separate from Atzilus. The Shamas come from Pnimius HaKelem. The Eibishter created it. Through the Koiches that the Eibishter has, Atzmus can the Chalftan, Kel Yachal, like you mentioned before, he gives it a tziur. He makes it look like everything else. And at the same time, it's Elikus. Okay? But now I want you to think for a moment. Let's think about the journey of a Keli. The journey of a Keli. So in the last Chiyad, we used the expression, HaNefesh Malaya Oisius, remember? What's the touch on Nefesh Malaya Isis? Isis don't reproduce. Isis don't have kids. They're not born. They exist. In Atzmus, Sumhu, Sein Sof Baruch Hu, which is higher than the Madrega of Moed, there is Ein Sof Kelim. They actually are there, pieces. They're totally bottled. So exactly what it means that they're there, I don't know. But in Atzmus, Sumhu, they're individual Kelim. Kelim don't divide and multiply and have children. Stop. They are. But the way the Kelim are in Atzmus and Hus, the one with the Eibishter, the Batel, Batachas, Abitl, and so on. And then the Eibishter turns the light on. Yeah, Eibishter shines light. No, it ain't such a list, it's in some. So the Rebbe says, when Eibishter puts the light on, yeah, what's going to happen if you turn the light on? What's going to happen? I'm asking you a trick question. Huh? Everything disappears? No, it's a trick question that requires thought. The light is not going to shine. The light is not going to shine for a very simple reason. Light has to shine on something. Right? Light by itself is dark. I explained it to you many times. If you go in on a camp trip in the middle of the night, you put on a flashlight, the beam of light and all these little pieces inside, and you wish you could take a vacuum cleaner and vacuum out those little pieces and have a pure beam of light. What you don't know is if you vacuumed out all those pieces, the light would disappear. Because light has to reflect off something in order to shine. So the Eibishter decides to shine light, we're talking Lifnei HaTzimtzum, it's going to be dark. So what does he do? He takes Oisius from Atzmus, which are higher than the light, and he puts them into the light. So now the light is shining Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Which, by the way, right away tells you two madregas in light. When the light is by itself, it's called Helem B'Yetzim, called Etzim Eidin Sof Shel Lifnei HaTzimtzum. And when the Eibishter mixes into the light, these Oisius, which are Mushrish in Atzmus, now the light is shining, all the Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Those Oisius of Lifnei HaTzimtzum are called Koyach HaGvul. So the Rebbe says the expression inside, that a Lifnei HaTzimtzum, V'koydim Shaya HaTzimtzum, Haya Ha'erin Tzaf Meir Begili Adei Ha'osius, U'memele Le'hayu Oisius B'chins Metzias Klal. Lifnei HaTzimtzum, the light bounced off these Oisius, all the Oisius did is make the light shine. They didn't affect any Tzimtzum, they didn't change the light. Paket. The light is there, the light wants to shine. To make it be revealed, it has to shine on something. So the Eibishter brought from his Atzmus, which is higher than mine and higher than Eir, Asius puts them in. That's step number two. At that stage, those Asius are called Koyach HaGvul Shel Ein Sof. Yes? Yes. No. Light by itself will be dark. It has to bounce off something. It's have a makabel. Gilui is El Hazulas. Remember that rule. So if Eid is going to be made, it has to be made to somebody. There is light, but the light is dark. There's a Madregi in Lifnei HaTzimtzum called Etzem of Eid in Sof, which is Eid and not Moed. It's light and not the source. It's totally dark. Well, by the way, that light that's totally dark is here right now. It's the light of Teda Mitzvah. Lein Nogah Bayat Tzimtzum Klal. It's so fine that Tzimtzum never blocked it. Bachlam. I mentioned to you in the Shia, there's Tzimtzum Nogah Bayat Tzimtzum Lein Nogah Bayat Tzimtzum Klal. Dating tough, that's the Helem, that's a Eid, that's Lenogabay, that's a Tzimkal. Now, The Nevi'im makes a tzimtzum. Take for the light. What happens when he makes it a light? He leaves over the Oseus. Now the Oseus have a third name. They're no longer Oseus and Atmos. They're no longer Kech HaGvul Shabir Yitzhof. They're now called Rishimu. A trace, a residue, a remnant of the Yitzhof. Himself. Says the Rebbe, what is the purpose of that process? A lot of things. One of them is to begin the actualization of Havdalah. Oseus come from Atmos. But in Atmos, their original design is they should be separate. The way they're in Atmos, they're not separate. Even the way they're in Ein Sof, they're not separate. Even when they're in Sof, they're still just allowing the light to shine. The beginning of the separation of Kelim begins when the Eibush removes Ein Sof, leaves over the Kelim. Called Rishimu. There's a whole Aruchas de Kesugi and Chsidis that the effect of Tzimtzum Harishon was to make the Kelim stronger. By removing the light and leaving the Kelim over, the Kelim becomes stronger. Then he brings the light back in the form of a calf. But now the Kelim are already tough. They've been strengthened. They've achieved a certain measure of Havdalah. What is Hishtalshelus? Hishtalshelus is a series of repeats. Same thing again and again. Our world is created. Kelim are left over. Light is brought into those Kelim. And the next world is created. So what is the process? The process is to make the Kelim more and more Nivdal. More separate and more separate and more separate. What is the shadish of the Kelim? In Atmos Amhus. In Atmos Amhus, they're not separate. Kech HaGvul Shabbat in Sof, they're not separate. The beginning of the separation is in the Rishimu. Kelim of Atzilus are truly separate. But Kelim of Atzilus have a contradiction. What's the contradiction of Kelim of Atzilus? They're still a Lakus. We're not going to say the same thing about Kelim of Asiya. How could you be separate in a Lakus? It's like being buckled to the Eibishter and nobody knows it. Totally buckled to the Eibishter, and people kick you around like you're a soccer ball. You inside yourself are totally buckled to the Eibishter, and nobody sees it. It's totally behelim. Unless you shine an oir onto the Kelim. The oir is also buckled to the Eibishter. But the bitl of the oir to the Eibishter is called vekas. You can see that it's buckled to the Eibishter. And the oir lifts up the Kelim. It shows how the Kelim was buckled before. For Hadayah, if you shine a light into a Kelim, and the Kelim can't handle to the light, what's going to happen? As the Chaim Mordechai pointed out, the keli will plots. You shine a light into the keli, and the keli doesn't combust. It's makabel the egg. You say, ooh, this keli is special. Before nobody saw it. Why not? Because it was nivdal. It was nela. V'nachalosh nichasidus. Dveikus bilti nikeres. It's dovak in the Eibishter and nobody sees. That's kelim batzilus. Dveikus bilti nikeres. It's attached to the Eibishter and you don't see it. Oiris are dveikus nikeres. When oir comes into Kelim, the oir effect that the Kelim should also be a Dveikus Nikeres. But the oir is, the Kelim are themselves are Dveikus, but you look at them, they look like stones. And they're but Dveikus Petachas. So the Rebbe says there's a stira here, and the Eibishter pulls it off. Says the Rebbe, having said all that whole people about Kelim, what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? When the Kelim was in Atmos, it was in better shape. That's the bottom line. Right, we've described the keli going through steps. The keli way it was in Atmos. The keli the way it's Kech HaGvul Shel Lifnei HaTzimtzum. The keli the way it's in the Rishimu. And finally, the keli the way it's in Atzilus, yeah? The keli in Atzilus is bottled to the Eibishter. But then it's a bet because built in Yikeres. It's Nivdal, bottle, all those fancy stuff. What's the bottom line? The keli was better off in Atmos. It was even better off in the Rishimu. Says the Rebbe, that's the pshat that the keli of Atzilus have changed. You can't say the keli of Atzilus are still in Atmos. It's a lie. The Kelim of Atzilus have changed sufficiently that at least they're nivdal from the Eibishter. They're taka bottle, but there's something that's bottle. There's a nivdal that is bottle to the Eibishter. It's not like Eid Insof, where you look at the Eid and you see that it's bottle to the Eibishter. Kelim of Atzilus are taka bottle, but they're taka nivdal. Says the Rebbe, that's a symptom, that's a product of v'midvuras chayid aveid. That's a symptom before Kveid Malchus, a symptom before Malchus. The fact that Kelim of Atzilus appears separate from the Eibishter is already an infant symptom. Even though they're bottom. Any questions or comments? Right? Right. And in Biyah, they're going to be takadiv now. They're not going to be bottom. Well, you have a pen. And there's also a tape. There's a tape. We can tell you. I say that again. I'm trying to hear your question. The Rishimu is the first point where the Kelim are given an opportunity to actualize their condition as Nivdalim. Until then, they don't get a chance. After the tzimtzum. Maybe takes away the oil, leaves over the kelim, goes the leftover, that's called the reshimu. And he brings the kav back. But the reshimu is the first opportunity for kelim to manifest itself. Now, that's kelim. Now oidus. And I know you're itching to go, I'll make it as quick as I can. Oidus. Oidus are also an inyan, goes through tzimtzum. And he gives you a pilpul. You know, page memhei is full of code. Full of sigrayims and page memhei are juicy. But I don't have enough time. I'm just going to show you one nekuda. And again, this is also a point that I've told you so many times before. It's important for you to get used to these ideas, these Hasidic ideas. Rabbi Sai, there's a concept in Hasidus. That Eber Ashad writes in a Maimir, it's in Reish Samach Vav, and Hemshech Tav Shem Samach Vav, on page Reish Chav Hei. I'm giving you the source so you can look inside. Where he speculates, he's not sure if the sun, the Shemesh, has all the madregas that exist lamad. He's not sure if the sun is a perfect mushal for it himself. So I'm about to tell you, by my own admission, I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to say it anyway, because this is the easiest way and the quickest way to get my point across. If it's not true in the mushal, the Rebbe Shabbat and Samavav brings both ways. It is true and it isn't true. If it's not true in the mushal, rest assured that it's true in the nimshal. And that is, the sun's light, listen carefully, the sun's light shines out of the sun, and it's dark, it's invisible, you can't see it. Why? Because the sun itself is hidden. Now that's a pretty stupid thing to say. You look up in the sky, you see the sun, you know, you see the sun. According to Hasidus, the sun is called the source for light. Every makor, every etzem is helem, every source is hidden. That's the nature of the source. Again, I'm not sure if this is true Bagashmis. It could be that it is true Bagashmis. In science, there's a concept called the black hole. A black hole is also a star. But it's a star that has no light. But I'm just going to explain it to you this way, because in the Nimshal it's certainly true. Whether it's true in the Moshal or not, the Nimshal is. The sun is hidden. The sun is dark. You can't see it. Why not? Not because the bright light is too bright, but because the nature of every essence, an essence is hidden. Therefore, the light of the sun that radiates from the sun is also dark. You shouldn't be able to see it. And really, the sun's light could travel through the universe and not shine at all. You know, it would go straight through the planets, it wouldn't bounce off the planets, it wouldn't curve around the planets, the planets wouldn't change it into heat. It's invisible, you wouldn't see it. But then, around the sun, the Eibush to put a shield. Called the Nartek HaShemesh. There's actually, according to Hasidus, there's actually two shields. Two madrigas of a shield. There's two madrigas of a shield, and I'll talk to you about both of them. The first madriga of the shield, the light comes out of the sun, yeah? Listen to me. The light of the sun is dark. The light of the sun is dark. The light hits the shield. What the shield does? It changes the light. It changes the light that the light should begin to shine. It changes the light and the light should begin to shine. Now, how does it do it? If the sun is dark and the light of the sun is dark, how does the shield around it change the sun, the light, the source that should begin to shine? So it says in Hasidus the following, listen carefully. Everything that exists has a mahus ha-metzias, a neshama and a guf, an inside and an outside. This light that traveled out of the sun has a neshama and a guf. The neshama of light is vekus to its makar, attachment to its source. The goof of light is gilui, is that it should shine. Okay? When light comes out of the source, the mahus of the light prevails, and therefore it's dovuk in its source, right? The source is dark, it's dark too. The first shield sits outside the sun and says, you're not getting by me. Give me your bittel, I'll let you through. It forces the air to separate the mahus from the metzias. The bittle of the air remains inside, and the metzias of the air goes out. By making this tzimtzum, this is an unbelievable tzimtzum in the air begins to shine. That oil is called Ein Ein Sof, and we celebrate it as being the Ein HaMoed and so on. But the tzimtzum that oil went through is enormous. Why? Had to go to such a big tzimtzum to make it gilui, to take away from oil its bittle to the Eibush, talk about it. So the first shield, what does the first shield do? It separates the bittle of the air from the metzias of the air. What comes through the shield is only the chitzenius. That's when the air begins to shine. So you have like this, the ma'ir is dark. The air main ma'ir is dark also. The ha'ara, which shines through the first nartek, the first shield, changes the light that should be gilui. This gilui rabbeisai, which now shines, is called air akol b'mo'ed, light in the source. But now it's at least shining, it's revealed. But there's a second shield. The second shield changes the light even more. How does it change the light? It makes the light less. Because the light in the source is very strong. The light inside the source is much too potent. The light inside the source, even the light which is Eiramea, the light which shines, you come into the world will be able to plot to make the light less. So you have two shields. The first shield makes the light shine, and the second shield makes the light less. Which means that you have three Eiras, three levels of Eiras. Listen carefully to me. The first level of Eiras is b'chal dark, you don't see it at all. The second level of Eiras is shining, it's just very, very strong. The third level of Eiras is not only shining, it's made less, so we should be able to get it. This second level of Eiras is called in Chassidus Metzias Ha'Eir, the way light becomes a thing. The way light becomes a thing. The Eir itself, which is the first to four shield, before the first shield, is not Eir. Why not? It's hidden. The Eibishter is concealed, his light is concealed too. The first Nartik, the first shield, changes the light that should be Eir HaMeir. Write down the words, Eir HaMeir, Metzias Eir, Eir HaMeir. The light that's an existence of light. Light that shines. The second symptom takes this Eir HaMeir, this light that shines, and reduces it. So we should be able to receive it. Those are two tzimtzumim that are both included in tzimtzum harishon, Rabbi Yisai. Tzimtzum harishon is a marshal for the shield of the sun. And it says in Chassidus, you should know the Rebbe, there's some very interesting stories I can tell you if you have time. There's a long history about this sugya. Where the Pesuvah was a bachar, he asked the Rebbe questions and the Rebbe answered him and he didn't understand. The Rebbe explained to him that this tzimtzumim before the tzimtzum harishon. And by stories, the Rebbe was talking about these two tzimtzumim that I'm talking to you about. Tzimtzum harishon is the shield of the sun. But the shield of the sun does two things. The first thing is it makes the light shine, and the second thing is now that the light is shining, it makes it less. And they're two madregas, really. The first madregas to make it shine, the second madregas to make it less. Says the Rebbe, the kav, which comes, la'acharat simtzum, is it a lakus? Yeah. Is it mein amoyer? Yeah. Is it dovaka demoyer? Yeah. Is it dvekis nikeres? Remember, it's not like Kalim. Kalim is dvekis built in nikeres. Oh, the Dvekis Nikeres, yeah. But it's changed so much, you can't even imagine. There's so much Gvuras Chayyidah Be'eru. The Oyer that comes after the Tzimtzum Harishon has been changed unbelievably. It's been changed so considerably. Even though it's Eirin Sof, and it's Me'en Amor, and it's even Dovah Kondomor to some extent. It has been changed so much. What is the change in Oyer? Two things. And I'll use this word. Echus and Kamus. The quality of the light has been changed. And the quantity of the light has been changed. It's still Dvekus Nikeres, but it's much less than before. Eichus would mean the quality is that the light is shining rather than being hidden. It's a change in the quality. And the Kamos would mean that this that shines is less than was before the Tzimtzum. So the Rebbe says it's foolish to say that Tzimtzum begins with Malchus Atzilus. It's foolish. Malchus Tzimtzum begins with Tzimtzum Harishon and maybe even before Tzimtzum Harishon. Because Eir Insof, in all of its glory, has gone through unbelievable tzimtzumim. First of all, it's Eir HaMeir, called Metzias HaOir. I wish you'd write these things down. I can teach it to you, I can't force you. Metzias HaOir, that should be an existence of light. Eir HaMeir, light that shines, it's visible light. And the second is that it should be less Eir Mitzumtzum. We should be able to tolerate it. That's a secondary madregi. And both of those tzimtzumim are found in the Kav. The Kav is already after those two tzimtzumim. And I conclude with one word, and I'll let you go. And that is, that you'll learn in Chassidus, from a moment in Ayin Ches, I think I wrote on my page, Ere Nechi Reish Ayin Ches, Tabavust, from the Grace of Haskolodika Maimorim, is in the neighborhood of Page Tuf. I don't have my page numbers here, but I remember it's in that neighborhood. But the Rebbe has a kler. When the Eir is kavul in Moir, when the light is included in the source, we find in Chassidus Stidus And that's, by the way, a little bit the pshat of the segrayim in the middle of memhei. Ulachayda ech yitztak shneim. I'm just mentioning it to you just to have titillage of him enough. It's stidus and chesidus. In some maimonim it says that when the eid is kalul in the moed, it is stronger than the eid when it comes out of the moed. It's even more light. That when the eid is in the source, it's stronger than the eid when it comes out of the moed. That when the eid is in the source, it's even stronger. It's more powerful light than the eid outside of the source. The eid in the moed is eid. When the light is included in the source, it's light. More potent light than exists outside the light. Another place in chesidus it tells you, the air, the way it's included in the source, is not light. And they quote a lashon from Zohar, Lav inu nahayim. They are not light. And the chassidus struggles, which is it? When the light is included in the source, is it stronger or is it nothing? What is the answer? There's two madregas. Because there's two tzimtzumim in tzimtzum edition. There's two steps in tzimtzum edition. If you're talking before the nartik, the first shield, before the first chair, the light left near Tzimtzum is taken out light, light loving in the head. If you're talking between the first chair and the second chair, what does the first chair do? It makes it into Eramir. What does the second chair do? It's going to make the light less. So between the first chair and the second chair, the light is going to be stronger. So both are true. It's true that the Eid and Moed is loving in the head, and it's true that the Eid with Kol and Moed is Nimtzusum, but yes, it says, but yes, it does. Because there's two tzimtzumim in tzimtzum edition. Says the Rebbe, to say that the kav is not changed is foolish. That's what it says on page memhei. So the code to page memhei is, the code to page memdalad is kelim or metzias nivdal. The lakus pat nivdal, that's yeshus. The code to page memhei is that the aid is aid hameyin. The light is revealed and it's gvul. It's kav, it's measured. Okay?